Hello and welcome to this week's Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. Why do we do this? Well, we believe that a flourishing world is possible where every living entity, human or otherwise, can thrive. And we also believe that business as a process, as a vehicle for making change is one of the best that there is available to us, and that's where we do our work. So we want to harness the power of business and business leaders to move towards a flourishing world. But to do that, we need masterful leaders, and what we describe that as is people who are leading from their heart, their inner wisdom, from a very centered place, their essential self, the place of truth inside each of us. And it takes practice in order to access that place, but every human being has the capacity to do that. So we offer this weekly call to practice accessing that inner wisdom, that ability to see things more clearly, to stay in a state of balance and to make decisions from that place. So we offer this weekly call to help people practice doing that. We'll be on for about 30 minutes. I'm going to start with a short teaching which I'll incorporate into the actual remembrance guidance as we move through the call. And this is being recorded, so you can listen to it later as well. So here we go. Teaching for today is about dealing with overwhelm. In business, I mean, heck, in life, we all experience periods of overwhelm, times when it seems you're being pulled in too many directions or the inbox is full and there's more coming. You can't run fast enough to keep up, or the issues are out of your control. Secret, it's almost all out of your control. And those are causing problems affecting your ability to keep the commitments you made. Very, very stressful. In those states, even little things that come up seem too much to handle. Your mind is racing and scattered, blood pressure's up, you're feeling tense, and you're feeling discouraged or angry. This is the way overwhelm works. So yikes, you need help. Good news, help is available. So I'm going to give you here a step-by-step process to help you get back in balance when you're in one of these states of overwhelm. And by the way, these are periods of time. This is not forever and ever. We all fall in and out of these depending on what's happening in our lives. So this is a very useful tool or process for, you know, getting back to feeling centered again. So you can put this call on hold while you do this, but please pull out a piece of paper, an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. And, what I want you to do at the top of that page is I want you to write your highest goal. Now, the people that are on this call to get this remembrance call have all been through the Lionheart program or been exposed to our teachings around highest goal. This is your purpose in life, your highest purpose in life. And if you have lost track of what that is, we're going to delve into that during the remembrance part of this call, the actual remembrance session. So put down what you can remember. Usually it's a word or short phrase. It could be something like inspire, connect, giving, service, abundance, you know, a thing that your heart opens to and you're being drawn to. That's your highest goal in life. And I'd also like you to put at the top of that paper your highest intention for this year. That would be in alignment with your highest goal. So what is it this year that you are wanting to manifest, achieve, experience, give, you know, what is your highest intention? This year, highest intention is defined as what is the best for the most you can imagine that you would not have to or should accomplish, but want to accomplish this year, that you would love to accomplish this year? All right? Now, also at the top of the page, make a box, and in that box, write the word stress. And then right next to that, I want you to put three little boxes. And I'll tell you what, those are big enough to carry, to fill with two digits. Okay? And now, your first thing to do with that sheet of paper is to check in with yourself right now. And what would you say your stress level is on a scale of 1 to 10? And this is going to be probably a high number when you're experiencing overwhelm and a lower number when you're not. But whatever that number is from 1 to 10, put that in the first little box next to the stress box. So we're going to measure as we go through this and see what happens to your stress level as you complete this process. Okay, so the next step is I want you to list in numbered order. It doesn't have to be in priority order yet. Just as you think of them, just put a number next to each line item of things on your to-do list. Everything that you can think of. So 1, 2, 3, till, you know, the list is exhausted. You can't think of anything else that's on your list of things to do. Or 20 minutes has passed. And, you know, it could be that 20 minutes isn't enough to capture everything, but that's going to be plenty to work with. So you might need two sides of that sheet of paper. You might need a second sheet of paper. Just write them just as they come. Don't prioritize. Don't think about it. Just as they come to mind, write it down. Put a number next to it. All right? So you're going to spend some time doing that. Not right now, unless you want to put this on hold and go do that. So either way, your next step is to stop with that sheet of paper in front of you, listing your highest goal, noting your highest goal and your highest intention for this year, and that little stress box. And I want you to take a big deep breath, and I want you to spend 5 minutes in remembrance with your word or phrase repeating. So not to do that right now, but to write down that instruction. So take a big deep breath, do 5 minutes of remembrance with the list sitting in front of you. Okay? All right, and then your next step is with the remembrance going kind of in the background, I want you to look at that list, review the list, walk through the list, and circle every number for a task that lights up for you, meaning you get some sort of a hit on it, like, oh, that's important, or that's exciting, or that needs attention. Something that, you know, this is your own experience of it, your own sense of what it is. So listen to your heart. That's why we want to be in remembrance when we do this. That lights up you. It may be 25 or 30 things. I don't know. Out of a list of, maybe you got 100 down there. I don't know. It could be, you know, a lot. So once you've done that the first time, you circle those items that light up, then I want you to continue to review it until that list is down to 10 items or less. Okay? You're only going to look, when you go through it again, you're only going to look at the ones that you circled the first time. You're not going to look at all of them, just the ones you circled. And looking at those items, which ones now light up more than others, until you get that list down to 10 items. All right? Then you're going to take this list of 10 or less, and while sitting in remembrance, circle the top three that your heart shows you are the ones that you need to pay attention to. These are your priorities for today or the next few days. These are the things that you really want to be working on. And you don't have to worry about the rest of them for now. Start with those three. Doesn't mean you won't do anything else, because urgent things may come up. But those are the three that you want to focus on for this day or the next couple of days. All right? Step six. Now, looking at that whole list again, circled or uncircled items, let your heart select five items that you have permission to cross off the list altogether. All right. Oh, I left out a step. Back when you did your list of just writing the list down, just that, you know, you'd spent a lot, you spent the 20 minutes or until you ran out of items, you just listed all that stuff. When you actually do this, write in the second little box next to the stress box what your stress level is. Because it could be different. There could be some relief in just writing things down. Okay? Now we're going back to, you've gone through the list, you've narrowed it down to the top 10, and you've taken that top 10 and you've turned it into the top 3 that your heart has shown you are the ones that need attention. And you have now gone and reviewed the list, all of it, circled and uncircled, and you're able to, and given permission to, take 5 items off. You can just cross those off the list altogether. And now, once you've done that, I want you to go to the last little box you wrote at the top next to stress and see what your stress level is. Just write in a number 1 to 10 of where your stress level is now. All right? So once you've done this, how do you feel in terms of overwhelm? Did your stress level go down at all? Is the number different than when we started? So this is the check. And you can do this exercise every day or so until you feel that your kind of period of overwhelm has subsided, where you feel you're basically back in balance. I won't use the word control because we really can't control almost everything that comes at us. But we can, what if you use the term manage, we can return to a state of balance by using the remembrance to realize that we do have everything that we need to face anything that's coming at us. So, and remembrance will also reveal where you may need some help, some tangible help, and from who. Because there may be things on your list that will be apparent that you're just not, you know, you're not trained to do. You don't have the skill set. Or they're not yours to do, that they really are things that are not your highest priority, but they do need to be attended to, and they're best to go recruit someone else to do or delegate to if you have someone you can do that. But the big thing I want you to come away with this from this with is the fact that you are not alone. That when you're in remembrance, you've brought in all the power, all the help, everything that you need can be there to support you, to show you the way, the path through. So you're never alone. All right. So try that process out and let me know how it works for you. Okay, well, let's do a little remembrance then and see if we can reconnect with our highest goal and our highest intention. So we always start where we are. We're human beings. We're flesh, blood, emotions, mental activity, but we're also spiritual beings. We have this heart and this soul that are transcendent. They are take us above and away from the trials and tribulations of our physical, emotional, and mental states. But we start with those, the physical and mental and emotional. So feel your feet on the floor. Feel your breath. Just breathe easily and notice the breath going in as you inhale and out as you exhale. Returning to your feet, the bottom of your feet. Notice what it feels like where they connect with the floor. Notice the effects of gravity on your body, the weight on your feet, the weight on your rear end in the seat, maybe the pressure on the seat back that you're sitting in. And the state of gravity, or the impact of gravity, effect of gravity on your whole body. Your shoulders might feel weight there. All right, good. So now bringing your attention back to your feet, in the bottom of your feet where they connect. Allow your feet to melt into the floor, to become one with the earth. Now, it might sound a little crazy, but if you tune in, you can actually relax your feet, and you will get a sensation like melting. All right, great. Now, with your attention still there, bottom of your feet, tune in and you'll notice that there's something else going on. There's some sort of other activity. It feels almost electric, for me anyway, but it's some sort of vibration. This is the core energy of existence, basically, that flows through everything, including us. So you can feel that this is your life force. So notice it and follow it up your legs. Notice how it feels different in different parts of your body, into your lower belly, your genitals, your rear end, sits bones, gluteal muscles, lower back, middle back, stomach area, solar plexus, upper back, shoulders, chest. Now, as you're scanning, you may notice areas where you are holding tension. When we're in our heads, most of the time we don't realize that we're carrying tension. So if you notice that, you can just allow yourself to relax. Just release the tension. Okay, let's keep going. So your throat, often expression gets bottled up there. So notice the flow into your throat, into your face, your chin, your mouth, cheeks, nose and nostrils, eyes and eye sockets, forehead, scalp. Now sitting back, notice the whole thing, your whole physical being. Notice what you're noticing. All right, now let's check on our emotional state, another human experience. So you've been doing whatever you've been doing, and when stuff comes at us, we react emotionally. So what is your current emotional state? Glad, sad, mad, scared, some version of one or more of those, just as best you can. Notice. Nothing to fix, nothing to change, nothing wrong. It's just our current state, like the weather. Comes and goes. Changes frequently. Our emotions are really helpful because they point at things that need attention. All right, good. Now let's go to the mental state. So how active is your mind? And I'm not asking you to engage with the content, but rather just noticing the state. Is it calm? Is it freaked out and scattered and going in a million different directions? Do you feel numb? What is the state of your mind? And is it it's all connected. Our physical, emotional, and mental states are all connected. You have a sense of it's your mind bringing you up, keeping you even, or bringing you down. Again, nothing wrong, nothing to fix, just noticing. It's our starting point. Okay, so now let's do a little breathing to help us drop into our heart, our spiritual center. So I'm going to ask you to take a big deep breath and hold it to the count, for the count of four. And then exhale for the count of four. And then hold that at the bottom, after at the bottom of the exhalation for a count of four. And we're going to do this three times. So here we go. Breathe into the count of four. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Two more times. All right, good. Hopefully you've dropped in deeper. If you aren't, continue the breath exercise. It'll help you drop in. And if during the remembrance you find yourself up in your head, which is very normal, you can use that breath to drop you back inside and continue to remember. So let's check in on the state of your heart. This is your spiritual heart, so we're going to imagine you're inside your chest a couple inches below your sternum. What is the state of your heart? How open, how soft, how receptive is your heart right now? Do you notice a weight? Talk about heavy-hearted and light-hearted. Is there a color? Or a sense of lightness and darkness. All right, so this is the state of our heart right now. Again, nothing to fix, just to know and notice. So let us add your remembrance word or phrase that symbolizes for you the source of everything that you need that's available 100% of the time, 7 days a week, every minute, every hour, every second, every nanosecond, forever and ever. And you're going to invite that in with your remembrance word, phrase to open the doorway in your heart to that deeper realm. So go ahead, start adding your remembrance and repeating it slowly and silently to yourself. And your only job is to notice and repeat. No effort required. Keep going, opening, letting go. It's about allowing. It's about, letting go. Keep going. Notice anything that shifts or changes. Okay, keep going. You're doing great. And if you remember, back when you spent time exploring your highest goal, with the remembrance continuing, just let that highest goal be there and see what new you can learn about it. Or just experience it. If you can't remember, then this is something you can do right now, or you can also continue later. And that is, let your heart show you what your purpose, you, uniquely you, your purpose is for being here in this life. And don't try to figure it out, just let your heart show you. Okay, now, what is your highest intention that is in alignment with, that is contained by or in your highest goal? What is your highest intention for this year, for the rest of this year of 2017? It's the most important gift you can give yourself, the most important service that you can provide to your fellow human beings, or the earth, or whatever your heart shows you. Is your highest intention the best for the most? And this is a statement. The highest intention is a statement of what will be in place if or when, you know, your intentions come together. So it's an aspiration, but it's an achievable aspiration. I'm going to go for about 30 more seconds. Okay, so that ends our call for today, but this is something that is very practical this time. It's about dealing with that sense of, can't handle it, overwhelm, stress, and using that step-by-step method I talked about in the teaching, spending some time, you don't have to have it perfect. It's always an unfolding, but a sense of, as best you can, your highest goal for your life, your purpose, and your highest intention for this year. And that will inform you when you're doing your list of to-dos and allowing your heart to show you which ones require a circle, which ones light up, as I say. And I really encourage you to do this exercise. You can do it if you're in a state of overwhelm or not, but particularly if you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, right? Right now, this will really help. And I'd love to hear back how it worked for you, and happy to provide some coaching if you feel a little stuck with it, because I have found it to be a powerful, practical, useful, and effective way to step out of overwhelm and back into a life that you love. So have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks. Bye for now.